Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Nuala O'Connor Kelly, Chief Privacy Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. Good morning, Nuala.
Good morning, Al. Pleasure to be here.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Paul Hempstead. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Nuala, please tell us about the mission of the Department of Homeland Security and the mission of your office within DHS.
I think many people, although not everyone in the country, knows right now that the Department of Homeland Security is largely a protective agency. I think, obviously, we're created in the aftermath of September 11th and the tragedy that occurred around the country, and people think of us as an anti-terrorism agency, but that's, I would consider it a part of the larger mission of the department, which includes everyone from FEMA, as well as the Secret Service and the Coast Guard and the Border Protection Services and are all of the parts of our former immigration services. So we are a service agency. We are about protecting the homeland, but we are also about making an accessible and productive and safe space for citizens and visitors to this country. And I think that recent events that and recent changes Secretary Chertoff has made to the department really reflect that, with the appointment of Chief Medical Officer, for example, to counteract medical threats, bioterrorist threats, and also to look for biohazards across the country, patterns and emerging trends. We're dealing, you know, with everything from local outbreaks of the flu really to kind of national and international epidemics that might be a threat to our homeland as well. So it's not just the terrorist cells that we, you know, we think about and we hear about on television, but it's man-made and natural disasters. It is medical threats. It's bio threats. It's every kind of imaginable thing that we want to prepare for and be aware of and hopefully both act to prevent but also to act to mitigate. So it's a wonderful mission, and I'm incredibly honored to be a part of it. I've been here since really almost day one. I was appointed 2 weeks after the department opened its doors under Secretary Ridge and the team that was in place at that point. And I've just been incredibly honored to be a part of that team and the current team as well. The mission of the privacy office within the department is a unique one. Again, I'm honored to have been chosen to be the first statutorily required and appointed chief privacy officer for any federal agency. And that's not to say there aren't incredibly talented and excellent privacy and Freedom of Information Act specialists and personnel and leaders across the federal service, because they already are. This is just a unique amalgamation of those responsibilities and those requirements in one office. And I can just tell you a few minutes about the office and what it does. First, our statute has five main components, and they include everything from overseeing all Privacy Act, privacy impact assessment requirements, the Freedom of Information Act compliance across the entire department, legislative and regulatory proposals that might impact personal privacy, and interestingly enough, a reporting relationship, which is fairly clear that we must report on complaints and concerns to Congress and to the public, which gives us a little bit of an outside kind of ombudsman feel to the office. But it is really largely an office that is intended to be a helpmate of the department. I hear people define us as what we are not. We're not the general counsel. We're not the inspector general. We're not a number of things. And all those things are true. We don't pretend to be any of those things. We are operational, and our operation is to include privacy in all major decisions and to make sure that privacy is considered and is codified, is built into programs, and is educated, is brought to our personnel in meaningful ways. We've done everything from videotaped learning modules to on-site classes for all of our new employees at headquarters. You know, any way we can reach our employees, we'll do it. And privacy, of course, means a lot of things to a lot of people. It means not just personal data, what information the government knows about you and when and why, but also what kind of pat-downs are you getting at the airport and who's looking through your baggage and all the different ways that the department comes into contact with people. So we try to instill a sense of respect, a sense of dignity for the individual. So our role is a little bit of everything. It's policy, it's technology, it's legal, but every person, including me, that works in our office wants to be at the Department of Homeland Security to help our overall mission, which is to keep this country safe.
Nuala, that is certainly a broad set of issues. Could you provide some context for our listeners and describe the size and budget of your office?
Our headquarters office right now numbers probably around 30 professionals, and we have a headquarters budget that's somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 or $6 million. We also oversee and have kind of a dotted line reporting relationship or a policy oversight over an additional 400 and some personnel who practice Privacy Act, Privacy Impact Assessment, and Freedom of Information Act work across the department with a combined budget there of, I want to say, over $35 million. So those sound like big numbers, of course, when you think about the context of Homeland Security. That's actually a fairly small office. But I think we have a big impact considering our size. Not only, obviously, do I report directly to the Secretary, but we're involved in management and decision-making and policy and program decision-making at all levels, at the very lowest level, right on the front lines of what Homeland does at the border and at airports and the like, and at the highest levels as well about where we're going to put our resources and what directions we're taking major programs.
We understand your appointment was announced in April 2003. You've been over there for over 2 years. You say you have a staff of 30. Do you do any investigative kind of work? And as being congressionally mandated, do you also report to Congress from time and again?
Thanks for that question. I know people at the department shudder when the word investigation is used in association with my office. I would say we review programs. We've certainly said publicly we had some concerns about a number of programs and have worked successfully with those programs to talk about what the right privacy frameworks are and what the best practices are for personal information. So, yes, we do review when the public raises concerns or when Congress raises concerns or when, you know, concerns are raised even within the department. We'll go to various programs and we'll say, listen, we're gonna sit with you side by side, and it probably feels from the receiving end a little bit like an inspector general audit, although we'd like to be a little friendlier and a little more in house. And we do report the results publicly. We've issued a number of public reports on the status of, say, for example, the use of personal information in the airline context, which is of great concern publicly, but also has a great validity in our Homeland Security work. We are, I think, in the fall, you'll see reports on the Matrix program, which again was an incredibly worthwhile program about law enforcement sharing of information across state lines. Again, I think most people think that happens already. But there were concerns about who was going to have access to the information for what purposes, where it was going to be housed, and importantly, the security of information, something you've seen over and over again in the private sector in the last year, that people are, I think, going to be increasingly concerned about their government having and being able to secure their personal information as well. We've got to demonstrate that we respect personal information if we're going to require it for use for even the most valid purposes in the government space, which I think are for Homeland Security. Let's just show that we can do this right. We can do this thoughtfully. We do report to Congress at least annually, and we've actually been asked to report more frequently than that through specific legislative direction and through coming in for hearings and testimony and the like. So, again, this was a congressionally mandated and created office, and a number of our godfathers and godmothers are still in Congress. A number actually have left as and are still looking over us with great pride from the private sector as well. But we do go up to meet with both members and staff frequently, and we've been very grateful for the support. You know, I probably sound like an incredibly naive Washingtonian, but I really do believe that the support is very bipartisan. There isn't anyone I can think of walking down the street who'd say, I don't really like privacy. You know, I think that's something everyone can get behind. And it's just a question of doing it right and thoughtfully. And again, not impeding the mission of the Department of Homeland Security, but really strengthening it.
You described your role as being partly within, partly without, or outside the department. Given this duality of roles, how do you ensure collaboration with your colleagues across DHS?
I think by showing, first of all, a fundamental respect for what the mission is. You know, I was doing some research online for a personal trip this weekend, and I came across some of the coverage of some of the folks on the airplanes on 9/11. And I have a little girl named Nora, and one of the women who died had a one-year-old daughter named Nora. And these stories, again, I mean, even 4 years later, still resonated with me. And I actually had family members and friends. I'm from New York. I had just moved down a couple weeks before 9/11, who were in the World Trade Center, some of whom were injured and lost their lives. And so, you know, we all at this department support this mission and remember why it is we came and what it is we're about doing. I'm sure there are people in the department who sometimes think, well, we're making their lives harder. And that's probably true. We are probably making a few more steps to their getting their program out the door. But again, it's with the thought that we are doing the tough scrub inside the department to make sure we have made the right choices about the use of personal information and about the impact on the individual. Because, you know, what we're about, again, is not only preserving our safety and our security, but preserving our way of life with the minimal intrusion by our government. And so when I say I'm partly within with that, I mean within, we are a helpmate, we are an educator, we are, again, assisting the operations. Outside the department, we're a listener. We're there to hear the concerns of the public. We're there to bring them in and, again, to operationalize them, to make them real, to make them hearable to departmental leadership. I mean, I think so many times the discourse in this country becomes so intolerant of the other side. And I really see our role as a translator, someone to say, you know, we have respect. We are privacy professionals. Every person I've hired, they're profoundly someone who cares about personal privacy and is educated in fair information. Principles not only domestically but internationally as well. So we come from that framework, but we are also Americans and we also care about this country and we also care about this department. So I think we sit on the fence. We sit on the line between, you know, those who would criticize the department and those who would defend it at all, you know, with no ability to hear criticism. So I hope we've done that, and I think we've done it to greater and lesser, you know, success depending on the day.
How is DHS building privacy office? We will ask DHS Chief Privacy Officer Nuala O'Connor Kelly to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.